all you film drunkards out there in the real world. We are live again at the Fraught Quarters, the first Fraughtcast of 2011. This is the National Ear Rapist, Ben. I'm here with the entire crew. We got everyone's favorite film drunker, Vince.
Boom goes the dynamite.
We got the largest giant ever created by mankind, Brendan.
Yeah, happy 2011. It's going to be the year of the Fraughtcast. I can tell it, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell.
Hey, all those other Fraughtcasts can suck our dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, suck them. And we got the most miserly complainer in Fraughtcast land, Brett.
I hate the year already.
Yeah, Brett, it's already the worst year ever to Brett.
It is. So much bad stuff going on.
And so we got a good fun episode for the first one of the new year. We're going to do our Fraught 10, our top 10 or something like that, movies from 2010. And then we'll bring Lindy West, a.k.a. Drunk Lindy West, who was the...
Well, there's no a.k.a.
It's one and the same.
They're one and the same.
She never takes off the cape.
Yeah. Never takes off the gin and tonic.
A busman's holiday.
Who has become a Fraughtcast favorite, probably more so than any of us. So she'll come on. I don't know what she's going to talk about, but it'll be good times.
Yeah, I mean, over the course of the last year, you know, I'd come up with all these plans, and I'd prepare, and I'd make all these games, and then this last Fraughtcast, I invited Lindy on, and she was wasted, and then we were getting drunk, and we were just sort of playing verbal grab-ass dick-stomp games.
Hand-boning it.
Yeah, we were hand-boning it. I thought it was a total disaster, and afterwards I was like, oh, man, I feel bad even posting this fucking disaster, but I guess we have to. And then I posted it, and then immediately it was like every comment's like, wow, this is like your guys' best Fraughtcast ever. Every email, like, hey, I like that. You should have Drunk Lindy West on again. And I was like, well, sweet. I'm never fucking preparing ever again.
We ended up with who was the old actor with a boner going down a water slide?
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas?
No, wasn't it a gold mining sluice?
Yeah, no, it was a log flume.
Oh, log flume, right.
Kirk Douglas' penis corpse on a log.
Oh, and you're the poor children, like every other one's a log, and then one of them just Kirk Douglas' corpse. You're like, oh, mommy, do I have to?
I don't want to sit on the boner.
So if you get lucky, we're going to deteriorate again into Kirk Douglas with his dead boner going down some sort of rock slide.
Yeah, so...
True Grit, we all saw True Grit over the holidays. Vince is going to regale us with some of his holiday stories.
Well, I was going to ask if you guys had any also.
No, you weren't.
No, yeah, it was.
Oh.
Aw, I care about you, Ben.
And also, we're going to keep doing this every week, so thanks for listening. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, fraughtcast@gmail.com. It cost us $50 million to secure that email site.
More importantly, tell your jackass friends. I don't even care.
Or your jerk-off friends.
Yeah, your jerk-off friends, your fuck-face friends, fucking cunt friends.
Douchebag friends.
Also, I learned a good euphemism for cunt over the holidays, which is C-unit. And you don't want to say cunt because it's like, oh, well, that chick's such a C-unit.
I knew this fat guy that used to wear a G-unit shirt, and like when he would sit down, it would fold over so it looked like his shirt just said gunt, which I really liked. And it was
which is the term for that area.
Right, which I liked. And it was also the logo of the Knicks, but it said G-unit instead of Knicks, you know, with the basketball under it. But yeah, it just said gunt.
New York Gunts.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, which I ironically perfect for his big fat gunt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tell your friends. You know, we're not making any money. Maybe someday we might get a sponsor that I could do a live read for.
Wait, but you guys aren't making money? I've been getting checks in the mail every week.
Oh, son of a... What?
It's awesome. Why do you think I keep going back? I hate it here. I hate all of you.
Well, yeah, now that Four Logo's off the market, I think there went our best sponsorship deal. So
I know. I just found 10 new ones.
Boy, I could really use a Miller High Life right now.
going for the easy money, huh? Yeah. They'll sponsor anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a Bud Light. Sure, yeah. Maybe.
Either or, whichever one comes first.
So holidays, always a time of fun and family. I don't know if you guys had some fun stories from the holidays, but, you know, I had a couple. I was home with my dad. I do two Christmases, you know, one with mom, one with dad. And so for my dad's, we basically just go to one of his friends, and we're basically like piggyback on their Christmas celebration. And so it's his whole family there, and I don't know if my dad's just getting old or if he was just drunk or what, but he was kind of like the guy at the party. And so I'm sitting next to him at Christmas dinner, and
did you pretend like you didn't know who he was for a little while?
Yeah, a little
bit. Dude, who is that guy?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. He's like getting pissed that no one wants to get stoned with him, and you know, just drinking a little
too
much.
You're telling me you're not going to hit the bong tonight? Really?
Yeah. And so we're sitting next to this girl, like one of the nephews of his friend or something. She's like 19 or 20. So my dad's like starts trying to guess her weight at the dinner table.
Which, like, hey, who? What girl doesn't love that game?
I know. It's like, you're a petite girl. What are you, like 110? And she's like, no, more than that. And he's like, what, like 120? She's like, no, more. He's like, what? You don't weigh 130, you're a petite girl. What, you got like a fat ass or something?
This is during dinner?
During dinner.
Oh, the most appropriate time to discuss a girl's weight.
I'm like, you're not, what are you, like a high school wrestling coach now? What is this?
While she poured all her food onto the ground and ran away crying?
Yeah, pretty much. So that was fun. And then the other fun thing we did was, I don't know if you guys have ever played Airsoft. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like paintball, but they're just these big...
But it hurts way more?
Like pellets, right?
No, they actually hurt. I feel like they hurt less.
It's like soft sort of pellet type.
Yeah,
deals.
They're like a light plastic BB.
Yeah. Well, if you get the little ones, those sting.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it was hurts less than paintball, but one of my good friends from high school has got this, you know, a lot of land out in Reed Lee, Fresno County, and his family's gotten really into airsoft, and they got money, so they just got... It's just like just imagine if you're a teenager and you have enough money to indulge like every little eccentric fantasy that you have. And so they just have like probably like 20 pistol airsoft guns and like a shitload of masks. And like they got two Kalashnikov exact replica airsoft guns. And the one who's most into it is his dad, who's, you know, same age as all of our dads, but he's like super, super into it. And it's like the highlight of his year when we go home. I swear to God, like they have these basically like a replica of like 50 cal. They have crazy airsoft guns. Like they have like chain fed airsoft guns. And I swear we're going to go home next year and he's going to have like an ATV with like a chain fed.
I was just going to say, I'm surprised you didn't play this on ATVs.
I guarantee that's coming. I guarantee it's coming.
Whether or horseback, something like that.
I mean, he's got two shotguns, two machine guns, like a sniper rifle, airsoft gun. And I can't even imagine what's next. We got there and he'd built like this entire, like a cardboard riot shield. for playing airsoft.
He probably spray painted it too.
Yeah, I mean, because he's older, and like part of the game is like it involves a lot of running. So if you get shot, you know, you have to like run to the base and recharge or whatever. So that part sucks. If you're
does he have just a mountain of these airsoft pellets?
Yes, like everything. It's just a mountain of everything. There's masks, like all the gear that you could imagine for airsoft is just there in like a big storage room, and it's like everybody grab one. Okay, fun. At one point, I go and I grab a pistol and I put the you know, those CO2 cartridges in there, and you know, it makes a sound when it seals. It's like, and so I do that, but then I hear it, like I can still hear it leaking, and you know, if it runs out in the middle of the game, it kind of sucks because then you just got a pistol that doesn't work. Yeah,
you
got to
throw the airsoft.
Yeah, and then you've wasted the CO2 cartridge, and this so I'm. His dad's on the other team, and I'm sort of over by the other team, and I'm like, I'm trying to find out, like, oh, I think this, your gun's kind of leaking. Is there any way to fix this? And he's like, he starts looking at it, and then at some point he goes, wait a second, aren't you on the other team? I'm like, yeah, and he takes the gun, and he just throws it on the asphalt.
Then did he shoot you?
Not me, but he did that to some other people.
Well, I'm surprised he didn't throw the gun and then shoot you and say, you're out.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucker.
There was a lot of arguments like that throughout the day, which was great.
It hit you.
Yeah.
Like, he's very strict with whatever rules there are.
Well, there's more that, like, everyone says they hit him, and he's like, no, what? You can't fucking bounce that off the tree? What do you think this is?
What do you think this is? Amateur airsoft?
Yeah. This isn't pussy soft. But yeah. Oh, we also got an email I kind of wanted to read.
We did?
Yeah, about a guy who says he sort of got laid. I'll just read the email.
Was it to the Fraudcast?
It's to the Fraudcast, indeed. He's talking about meeting this girl at the bar outside smoking cigarettes. And he says, so we started talking, and after a while I asked where she was from, to which she replied, I'm from here and I live in Colorado, but I really love Boston. I didn't have time to think about the fact that she answered not only my question but two others I didn't ask, because as soon as I heard that, I said, I'm from fucking Boston, and continued to talk to her in a Boston accent the whole night. I got by pretty well with just my knowledge from the town, telling her about my childhood in Charlestown and how much I hated Toonies and loved the Sox. It may have helped that she was a little drunk. At the end of the night, she made some offhanded remark about seeing each other again, and I could have used that to get her number or tried to have sex with her. But instead, I looked at her and said, I know I'll see you again this side or the other. Overall, I think it was worth it. That was from Andrew. So
Was worth it, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
I think that's our second email about a guy like passing up a slam dunk.
Yeah.
You know, pussy session for like making an obscure reference about the Fratcast. So
how about you try to get laid and make the crazy reference?
Or just take a picture of her and like write Fratcast on her pussy.
Yeah.
On her spread pussy.
Yeah, that's
all the emails from now on. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know they're going to do that. You know how much our listeners get laid? Oh, man.
Yeah, you are allowed to get laid, broadcast listeners.
It's just like a pussy log flume. It's like a log flume of just pussy and Kirk Douglas's corpse and corpse boners. And
it's a roused corpse.
Frauding. It's, yeah.
I'll see you around either this side or the other. Maybe even in Tangerine, Florida.
Oh, we watched the director's cut of The Town the other day, or like I was watching it with a group of people, and they had the DVD, and they started it on the director's cut, and man, director's cut of The Town fucking sucks. It just like, it adds like 40 minutes of like extraneous, like really bad exposition.
How do they add
really
40 bad. Minutes to that?
I mean, it might not be 40 minutes, but it was a long time. There's all these extra scenes, and like there was a whole subplot where the main girl is like also dating Don Draper, what's his name, John Hamm's character.
What?
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Just that's wicked retarded.
So wait, maybe Ben Affleck isn't a good director. He's just got like solid editors each time.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, did watch it again, just the normal, like on pay-per-view. Still really good, but it definitely didn't have the same charm and awesomeness as the first time. Yeah. It was a lot of like ridiculous stuff and like, oh, don't do that again, Jeremy Renner. That's so dumb. You don't need to shoot more people. Oh,
hey,
oh.
You called me. Yeah.
Hey, you called me. I'm going to shoot him in his fucking leg.
Now you've seen my face, motherfucker. Why you get my brother so angry? Yeah.
Why you make him so angry, eh?
Yeah. All right, so let's get Lindy on the phone and just fucking air fraud.
Drunk Lindy.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank God. My phone is so broken.
No. I had the cable switched. It was my fault.
Vince is a freaking retard.
It was absolutely not your fault. Recently, I tried to set my phone up in a special way to record phone calls, and it has never been the same. It's been broken.
Your phone's special.
My phone has special needs. It's a special needs child.
It does.
A patriot actor.
Well, we're glad to have you back on. We hope you're drunk as last time, because that was pretty fun.
I really missed you guys.
We missed you,
too.
Oh,
yeah. She's drunk.
I'm drunker than last time.
Yeah.
Because here's why. I felt a lot of pressure. Because everyone was like, oh, it was so great that Lindy was drunk. And then I was like, oh, people like me. So then I had to, like, just do it again.
You had to up the ante. Oh, this feels just like my fraternity days.
Thanks a lot. Also, by the way, before we get started, I'm taking over, by the way, right now, before we get started, I haven't drank since New Year's Eve because I was like, not drinking in January. Let's take some time off. And then you guys were like, do a thing. And I was like,
New Year's Day was New Year's resolution.
Meet the garbage.
Yeah.
You guys enjoy each other.
I like it. We appreciate it very much.
Garbage can USA population. Lindy's New Year's resolution.
Boosh.
All right.
I think there's a lot more in the garbage can of the USA, if we're being fair.
Did you have any fun?
New Year's babies.
Do you have any fun holiday stories? Because I told the story about my dad trying to guess a girl's weight at Christmas dinner.
What girl?
His
mom.
No.
I think you already told the story, so I shouldn't ask you to tell it again.
No, that's fine.
Just tell the whole thing again.
Listeners? fuck our listeners.
It's not like we have any.
Yeah, no, we were just at his... We don't really have, his parents are dead, so we go to Christmas dinner.
Wait, whose parents are dead? What do you mean his parents are dead?
My dad's parents.
Oh, your grandparents are dead.
Yes.
I want that on a
loop. Yeah, join the club. I never had grandparents.
His parents are dead.
Thanks for rubbing it in that some people have precious memories of grandparents.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So we basically go to Christmas at my dad's best friend's house, and so, you know, he's got his extended family, so he was... One of the people there that I'm not related to and don't know very well, he was trying to guess her weight. It was fun.
Wow. How did he do?
Did he win?
He was off by at least 20 pounds or more.
over?
But it, no, he was under, but then he was like, what? You don't weigh that much. What, you got a fat ass or something?
She was hiding it all in her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, one time my boyfriend tried to guess my weight, and he literally guessed 100 pounds under my weight. And I was like, when is our wedding day? I love you so hard. You
four.
What do you weigh, 24 pounds at most?
I'm sure he was being super honest.
He's like, you're like 36. You're like a Cocker Spaniel, right? And I was like, yeah.
You must have.
Literally, you weigh me on your. You can weigh me on your kitchen grain.
It's, that's why, it's a drug scale.
You can weigh me
like,
on your Coke scale.
That's why I like when you fuck me doggy style, because I'm like your little Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, you must have made very loud love to him that night.
I mean, we've never met. hey, don't talk about my personal shame that I talked about last time because I was drunk. We've never met, but I'm actually literally a dog that learned how to speak English.
That's awesome.
And got a job at a newspaper. Okay, that's a good joke.
We could have told that we could have made this into like a really extended improv bit with you as this talking dog, but you know.
I'm really good at improv, you guys. So you're lost.
Yeah. Yes, and. That's all I know.
I'm brushing my teeth.
Yes, and.
And I'm touching myself.
I'm screaming loudly during sex.
Yes.
I don't even do that. I don't even know what my neighbors are talking about. I'm perfectly average.
So is Brendan.
You and Brendan.
But I'm really loud.
I don't last very long in bed. I'm not very well endowed. I'm not very good at it, but I'm really loud.
like a dude being really loud the whole time. Like,
ah. Yes! Yes! Ah!
Oh! Hey, I have a question.
Oh my God!
Hold on, Lindy has a question.
Am I sounding okay on the thing? Because you guys are all really faint. I can sort of only barely hear you.
Oh, hold on.
Should I yell louder?
Well, because frankly, I'm not convinced by your claim that you're very loud during lovemaking sessions.
I'm adjusting my lovemaking preferences. Hold on.
It's like fucking a squirrel over here.
Can I tell you how lame this is that I'm just sitting at my desk where I work 800 hours a week and I'm just here and it's Thursday night at 9:07 p.m.
Did you get chained to your desk? Why are you still there?
Oh, because my office is right in the middle of all the bars, and so I just went out after work. Boom. And then I was like, I don't want to go home.
Hard worker? No, thanks. Alcoholism.
Yeah. No, but sometimes I stay here late if there's like alcohol around the office or something.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't have any alcohol. Well, I do have alcohol at my office, but only because my office is my house. So
my
I have to buy
my,
it.
My job is awesome. Like, we will just drink at work, and I actually, before this podcast started, I went around and I raided all my coworkers' desks to see if I could find any alcohol. And the only alcohol I found was like fancy bottles of wine that I thought I might get in trouble if I opened them. So
you only opened a couple of them instead of all?
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably people's abandoned secret Santa presents.
Thanks for the wine.
All right.
What's going on?
So top 10. Oh, wait, no, hold on. I got to read a couple. We usually don't do news, but I did want to touch on a couple things this week because I thought this was interesting. I don't know if you heard this, but the screenwriter for Buried got in trouble for sending out a four-year consideration email. Because he sent that to Academy members, and you know that's a no-no. But he actually sent this email about his own screenplay. I wanted to read that screenplay or that email for you.
Awesome, read the screenplay.
Whole screenplay.
He's in a box and
cold open.
He's still in a box.
Ryan Reynolds. What the shit is this? Is this a box or something?
He starts beating it because he doesn't know what.
I'm sucking an email.
All right, so this is the email from Chris Sparling, the writer of Buried, to Academy members. The subject line is, for your consideration, Buried.
Read it like it's in all caps. Do the thing.
For your consideration, Buried, best original screenplay. All right, and this is the email. Dear screenwriter, here's your writing prompt. You are to write a feature-length screenplay with only one on-screen character. This character is to remain in only one location for the entire duration of the film, and that one location must be a 2-foot by 7-foot box. You cannot use flashbacks, cutaways, or any other narrative device that would take the action outside that box. And the film based on your screenplay must be met by incredibly high critical praise. Roger Ebert must give it 3.5 out of 4 stars and give it 2 thumbs up. Variety must remark that the film is, quote, an ingenious exercise in sustained tension that would have made Alfred Hitchcock proud. Jeffrey Lyons must describe the film you wrote as mesmerizing. You must be awarded Best Original Screenplay of 2010 by the National Board of Review. Sound impossible? It's not. In fact, all this exactly describes the film Buried. Every second of the film described above takes place inside the aforementioned 2-foot by 7-foot wooden box. Again, not a single cutaway or flashback occurs. We are completely immersed in this world from fade in to fade out. This year has seen many great films hit theaters, many of which were based on original material. However, no film this year or ever has done so much with so little.
Or ever?
If you have not seen Buried, I respectfully ask that you at least read the screenplay before casting your Academy Award vote for Best Original Screenplay. And while Buried might not end up being your first choice, or even second or third, please consider it for 4th or 5th. This project represents...
Give me 6!
Give me a 7! This project represents the hard work of so many people. People who are willing to take a chance on my so-called, quote, impossible script.
Did he put it in quotes?
Yes. And I speak for all of them when I say we would be honored to land on your ballot for Best Original Screenplay. Thank you so very much. Best regards, Chris Barling, screenwriter.
Cock gobbler or not.
He should have just put gimmick in all caps over and over again. you know who he's like Zach Galifianakis' character in the Tim and Eric show, the actor. Where
Terry Green?
Yeah, he's talking to the coyote head.
Yeah.
This may not be.
He's the snuggler.
Yeah.
Terry Green is the snuggler. I snuggle you.
Horns!
Yeah.
This may not be your favorite screenplay of the year, although I find that hard to believe. It may not be your second, although it's probably your first favorite. And if it's out of your top 5, you're just fucking crazy.
Have I mentioned it's literally impossible?
Because I might have mentioned it earlier, but I don't remember.
Does he not know that you're not... Is he? This is first time in Hollywood or something?
It's a little slow. I mean, he made a movie about a box.
According to the president of the studio... he didn't know it was against the rules, and that in the pre-holiday rush, the letter was not properly vetted by Starling's reps.
By anybody?
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That's the.
Well,
the
what kind of punishment do you get for that? I mean, like.
None.
You get a punch in the dick.
Yeah. Well, last.
Right. I mean, that's not a real. There's no body, governing body that can really punish you, right?
Well, last year, the guy, Nicholas Chartier, the Hurt Locker producer, he basically did the same thing. And, you know, I give him a little more leeway because he's the producer and he's not like, give me best producer because I am the awesomest
give
producer.
Give me a 7. I dare you to give me a 7, you motherfucker.
Yeah. So basically, like, his punishment was that they didn't give him any tickets to the award show, but that was about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Chappelle bit. When his white friend just told the cop, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Chip, no!
Dave, I got this. No problem. I didn't know I couldn't do that. So I just picture the writers.
Get out of here! Yeah.
I just like assuming that the fucking Oscars has some sort of authority. Like it's the UN peacekeeping squad. Right. They're just going to roll up
it's
in
the,
your
it's
fucking...
It's the NCAA.
Yeah, they're little they're armored cars and just...
With a drum roll like...
Little blue helmets.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah.
I don't know where the drum fits in, but I like
with their
that.
Lame, with their
image.
Lame blue helmets.
Yeah. No, they all have blue yarmulkes and they beat you with
just,
Oscars.
No, they just be tear gassing you.
One more story. This one just broke tonight. I'll probably cover it tomorrow. But
wow.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Read it in an old-timey voice.
No, do it over us making that sound the whole time.
No, you got do it in an old-timey voice. Come on, 20 newscasters.
We're going to need an Oliver Stone montage for this.
Hey, I condole old-timey voice for this. Go.
Wow.
Breaking news. Sources tell TMZ that during Oksana's deposition Tuesday in her custody war with Mel, she testified that Mel had problems performing and the way that he got aroused was to beat her. The claim is as curious as it is shocking, since we're told Oksana never uttered a peep about such violence in her multiple interviews with the LA County Sheriff's Department. Oksana has claimed that Mel struck her on January 6th, but there is no other allegation of physical violence in the court file. Much of what has been reviewed by TMZ or with law enforcement.
Wow, who knew that TMZ actually wrote their copy like a 20s newscaster?
Yeah.
It works really well.
Yeah.
It does work really
so
well.
So basically, the gist was that not only does Mel Gibson beat her during sex, but that he can't be aroused without beating her.
That does he need to right. have wow. her beaten, or can it be, a, you think, like a hooker? Does he need to bring her when good he's point. Fucking the hooker or, to have her beaten by a stranger?
Or Jim Caviezel?
Get me fake Jesus. They just I can't get a boner unless yeah. Jim Caviezel's getting the shit beat out of him.
I haven't got a heart on this, the Passion of the yeah. Christ.
Since we tore his back up with a cat of nine tails.
Oh, no, put some thorns on there. Put some thorns on there.
I think it's funny that he's become the villain from Pillars of the Earth. Crickets?
What?
Crickets.
Yeah,
I
never.
All right.
I don't really read.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's like a Michael Crichton book. It's not like high literature or anything.
Congo.
Yeah. Dude, Congo.
Sorry.
Congo rules,
that's
though.
My contribution.
Did you read Michael Crichton?
I can name
Crichton?
A Michael Crichton book.
Did you read any?
Lindy, back me
I
up. I got
Jurassic
shat on.
Park when I was like 12.
Yeah,
I got pooped on for saying he was like writes for 12-year-olds, and everyone glared at me.
I don't disagree
that's
that he writes for 12-year-olds.
They had a low reading comprehension level.
I think he
Sorry.
Wrote awesome
Boring.
Books. Granted, I read
I
all of
12,
them when I was like 12.
Those books.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I've...
I don't know. I you know I still like him.
Yeah,
I've read,
I've read
a lot
books.
Of quote unquote high literature. You know, I don't think I need to tell you guys.
But wasn't he like a really serious like global warming denier?
Yeah, he was kind of a prick whenever they. He's.
I think
he's
he was
ultra,
a dick, but
he's
dead
ultra
now.
Repub.
So that's cool.
Well, he basically just said that he didn't. You know, he wasn't like
he fucking. I listened to him on the fucking the debate thing, and he was all grouchy and shit. Anyway.
He was on this debate thing?
Well, he just didn't like that yeah. people were taking it as a foregone conclusion.
No, he on this thing, his whole argument was like, I wrote a book once.
Whatever.
It was State of Fear, I think, was something like that. He wrote a book that was like, this whole group was trying to make global warming.
The Illuminati. That's you, Ben. That's you.
No,
you
I'm
Jews.
I'm the Jew Illuminati.
Is it the same thing? Aren't you guys all
Jew Illuminati? Get it right. we control the gold.
All right, top tens. Who should we start with?
Lindy.
You have any? You don't have to give us a full top ten.
Well, I told you that I didn't prepare.
Well, neither did we.
Wing it.
What are your?
Well, I wrote
I
down
have mine,
three.
Guys.
What are your?
That's
what are your,
good. That's good.
I wrote down three. I was just going through my author archive to see.
Oh, la-di-da.
I went through...
Look who's got some archives.
I went through, like, on Wikipedia or some site, like, every movie made the last year. There are so many terrible movies made. It is impressive.
Lindy, is
it
your
was
author...
a really bad year. I made a bunch of top bottom 10 lists. But no, let me go through my top three that I just wrote down in the 5 seconds before you guys called me.
Do it.
Number three, Legend of the Guardians, Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Wow. Damn it, I still
I
haven't
know.
Seen that.
It's a sleeper.
Gotta see that one.
Sleeper on the.
Yeah, literally, because it's about talking warrior owls. But it's really good.
I really want to
see
it.
If you've flown as far as you can, you're halfway there.
Wait, did you see it, or is that from the trailer?
Yeah, from the trailer.
Where'd that come from?
That's from the trailer.
It's such a tease.
Ben's
why
just
would you
like
say
channeling
that?
Owls now.
No, it's from the trailer.
You want to hear what they think about you, the owls?
Hold on, let's hear her number two.
Coo. Coo.
Number two. Cop Out.
Really?
Really?
Tracy Morgan and Sean William Scott.
Really?
And Bruce
really?
Willis.
Are you dicking
out.
Us around, Lindy? Are you dicking us around?
Really?
I'm dicking you around. No, but I legit enjoyed Cop Out because here's why.
I didn't see it.
I like Bruce Willis, and he doesn't do anything anymore, so I was excited about Cop Out. Is that wrong? You guys
B-Dubs
like
is kind of the
I haven't
man.
I haven't seen it, so I can't react like in a strong way one way or the other. I just thought it looked
has
stupid.
Anyone there seen it? Has anyone there seen any of my top three favorite movies?
No. Not until well, there's one. Been two yeah, there's or three. Two. None of us have seen them.
We don't know what number one is, but Cop Out
awesome.
Just looked bad.
Yeah. Okay, Cop Out. Here's the thing about Cop Out. Is that it's bad. And Kevin Smith made it.
Number two movie of the year.
I told you I didn't have time to look through the whole list. I just got through the first couple months of
We're
the year.
Sick of your excuses, Lindy! God damn it!
Here's the thing about Cop Out. You know on 30 Rock, how Tracy Jordan is in that movie called Black Cop, White Cop?
Yeah.
This is just like your chance to see Black Cop, White Cop.
That sounds pretty good.
Only for real.
Except it's Tracy Morgan's not playing
just,
the White Cop.
It's just Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan riding around in a car and cracking wise. No, it's terrible. I'm sorry.
What's your number one?
Drum roll, please.
All right, are you guys ready? I think we're all going to be in agreement here that the number one best movie of the year was The Tooth Fairy, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Did that even come out this year?
Are you a professional film critic?
It came out in like March or something.
Hey, Lindy,
I'm
going to go ahead and ask you to pack up your things at your desk. And
pack up your knives
and get your resume updated.
You leave the fern that was there when you got here,
and the wine doesn't belong to you. It never did.
Critic.
That is not your stapler. I know that for
Dwayne
a fact.
The Rock Johnson's my favorite actor.
He is pretty good. I'll agree with you.
No, you guys gave me like 5 minutes to prepare, so I just thought about like those are the first three movies I could remember seeing.
That's fine. All right.
I let you down. I can comment on the stuff that you say. No, but
I'm happy to judge.
The Tooth Fairy is really good.
All right. Okay, so you're right. The Tooth Fairy did come out this year, and I didn't realize that was a Babalu Mandel project.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
He's
I don't want to know.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays some sort of
Babalu Johnson. Babalu Johnson.
Mandel.
And then he has to learn a lesson about the meaning of teeth. And so
importantly,
what's
the current value of teeth? What do they represent?
it's a sliding scale.
Does he give anyone the people's tooth?
Was there like an infographic at the end?
He
like
tells you that you can't handle the tooth, and he gives you the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth.
Oh, he told me that in the poster.
I know. Well, you asked.
What
I
are you
know.
Like, Pete Hammond now? You just tell me
movies
what's on
the by
poster.
The poster.
No, okay, all right. You can sit there and judge us all.
Stephen Merchant from The Office is his sidekick.
Who is
Stephen Merchant, co-creator of BBC's The Office?
Oh yes, yes, the British Office. So much better than the American version that all these peons constantly tell me about it. Fancy cocktail parties.
They're dicks. I am a purist. Not really. Fuck those people.
Comedy with a British accent is so much funnier.
I liked Blood Diamond when it was an Argentinian film. 2002.
As an American film,
in Africa, we say bling bang. Que dice bling bang? Somos está en África. Somos dicemos
en Argentina.
Bling bang. Y nosotros no quieren los diamonds de sangre.
Hola, ¿dónde está el diamond?
Nice.
Amigo, ¿has visto los diamantes del sangre?
No me gusta.
No me gustan los diamantes de sangre.
De sangre. All right, I have a top 10 list.
Son muy malos.
Oh, is this bit not over yet? Oh.
Hola, Leonardo DiCaprio. Porque tienen el sangre de muchos, muchos africanos, amigo. Bling bang. Sí.
I have a top 10 list. Would you guys like to hear about it?
No.
All right, number 10.
Brennan spent so much time on this.
I did.
He's got little hearts all over his scratch paper.
Yeah.
He drew a dinosaur in the corner.
Yeah. I have number 10, Predators. The Predator franchise is near and dear to my heart. It was good to see.
I forgot that movie, but it was much better than I thought.
Yeah, I was very pleasantly surprised.
I was very pleasantly disappointed.
Number 9, Cyrus.
All right.
Which I really liked, just really weird, and I thought the filmmakers took a really cool chance on it, kind of making it with a weird tone. I really liked the other guys. I think I'm the only person here that liked it.
I thought it was okay. I thought it had its moments. I thought Cyrus was better.
It really made me laugh. Then I got The Town.
Sorry.
Which we've covered. We've covered in depth. Then I got Jackass 3D. How could you not like that?
Oh, that was great.
I loved Jackass 3D.
Yeah.
Let's just pretend all these are on my list.
Yeah.
Wait, Lindy, you don't hate Jackass 3D? I thought it was just a horrible glorification of the male centric
Who's talking?
No, that was Armin White.
My whole life
it's a personification.
Just one giant fart. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a personification.
That was my favorite movie of the year.
And a provocation of the jackocracy.
God damn it.
I thought it was great, but man, a lot of people
Number five. Number five, I have Black Swan, which I thought was fantastic. You should see it, Lindy, seeing as you're a professional movie reviewer.
You haven't seen Black Swan?
Don't tell me how to do my job.
Number four.
She will stab you in the uterus with a stiletto heel.
Okay. Number four was Restrepo, which I absolutely loved. Everybody should go see that. Number three, Inception.
Brum.
Thank you. Number two, Exit Through the Gift Shop. I thought that was fantastic. Absolutely loved it. And number one, probably one of my favorite movies, maybe of all time, True Grit.
Wow.
True Grit. Yeah.
I like True Grit. I don't know. I have this thing where all the ones on my top 10 were movies that sort of I felt like surprised me in some way. I don't know. I feel like I rated True Grit lower because I wasn't really surprised by it. I don't know. It was good. I really liked it. I didn't really like the music. I thought it didn't really fit at all.
I thought the music was amazing. Are you kidding me?
I didn't like the music at all. The
music was incredible.
No. Yeah.
Carter Burwell. You're an idiot.
I thought it was way. It was like way melodramatic and it wasn't really fit the material.
Well, it's like an old-timey movie.
I know. It was cheesy. It didn't
and it was
fit
all rooted
the...
in like it was all rooted in like old-timey hymns.
I don't know. I didn't think it fit the material.
I thought it perfectly fit the material.
No way.
Jesus Christ.
It was not Oh Brother Where Art Thou where they like brought something new to the table and it fit perfectly.
So what, a movie has to bring
something
new to
like
the table?
Bluegrass?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean it's sort of if I don't know. I thought the music fit way more for Oh Brother Where Art Thou and probably I just like the music more. And
I said that in a way meaner voice than I meant. I didn't mean it like that.
It's okay. I don't take, you know. People say mean things to me all day long. I don't, you know.
They do?
Oh,
you
yes.
You hang out with different people. That sounds abusive.
No, I hang out on the internet. Everyone's anonymous, and we throw virtual poop at each other all day. And, you know, I'm an ape.
I know, the
also,
internet's
fat.
Amazing.
I don't mind it. I'm an ape. That's the environment that I've grown up in, and I deal with it.
Yeah, just eating bananas and jerking off on the jerk-off
exactly.
couch.
Exactly. No. I mean, you know, you get poop thrown at you, but you can jerk off in front of a crowd of people. So it's sort of a double-edged jack-off sword.
That's you know what? It's win-lose, but you win some, you lose some.
Plus side, you drink your own pee.
Exactly.
And you can, yeah, you know, you can have fun. You can grab a frog and, you know.
I do that.
Grab frogs and use Fuck them as BJ yeah. devices.
So, Lindy, have you seen Exit Through the Gift Shop?
No, but I know what it is.
Damn it!
I edited reviews of all of these movies, even though I didn't see them.
Oh, really?
Spoiler alert, Banksy is Edward Norton.
I'm a newspaper editor.
The whole time.
Yeah, so you just edit all the reviews that come through? You're like...
Well, and then I'm like, oh, sweet, the Tooth Fairy's having a screening, and I snap that one up for myself. And then I'm like, True Grit, I'm going to assign that to a real writer.
And you passed up a Season of the Witch screening opportunity to be with us tonight?
No, I could have done both, but I passed it up for drinking instead.
Oh, well, now I feel shitty.
No, I just I went out after work to have a quick drink before the screening, and then we were having fun, and I was like, well, technically I could go see it tomorrow like at noon and then still write about it and not have to see it with, I don't know how the press screenings go down there, but up here it's like they hand out the passes to the screenings at like the halfway house, the like rapist
really?
Oh, you have jamboree.
You have to go to a separate place to get passes for the screenings?
Well, yeah, so they're like, so some of the press
Pick
screenings,
them up in this
if it's
van.
Like a fancy movie, those are during the day, and then just the press gets to go, and those are the ones where I'm like, oh, I like this movie. And then pretty much all the other movies, they're at night, which means I have to go on my own time. And then it's packed with, like, stinky sort of elderly lunatics.
Yeah, I was wondering that on the last broadcast, like, where... Because we do the same thing. I go to the ones where, you know, it's like 20 press people, and then the rest of the auditorium is just filled with these other people. And I don't remember ever getting invites to free film
screenings. Yeah, but you also aren't willing to wait in line for an hour to see a piece of shit movie just because it's free.
That's literally coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of radio stuff, too. There's
radio stuff.
Them,
no, I mean, I think, I honestly, I'm not joking when I say I really think that they give them out at, like, old folks' homes and
town rape meetings.
Yeah. How many rapies can you rape? It's a contest.
No, like places where people don't have anything better to do, or like people who are trying to think of like a hobby other than raping that they could do, like going to the movies.
Yeah, That's what I love about the focus groups where like a studio will take a they'll take a movie and they'll be like, "Well, what did the focus group think?" And it's like
not enough raping.
Yeah, what, really?
Like, who's free during the day to give me some feedback?
It's like you you really want the People's Choice Award voter fucking feedback on that?
What are you you're telling me Grown Ups wasn't the best movie of the year? You're high, man.
Well, Dexter was clearly the best TV obsession, while the TV guilty pleasure was something completely different.
Yeah, I mean probably Desperate Housewives or maybe you know what? Maybe the TV obsession was something like Housewives of Beverly Hills or something.
Yeah, well, they slightly beat out the Housewives of New Jersey.
I know it was a tough. I heard it was a close vote.
But Kevin James did.
Shut up!
Kevin James
diarrhea.
Kevin James did win fartiest fart. So,
but he totally deserved it. Best fart lock.
I mean, he got through a whole trough of McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Could him and Larry the Cable Guy just remake? Could they remake the Hurt Locker and just call it the Fart Locker? And they go around just like with horrible gas.
But it's like really tense, right?
Yeah. How many farts have you diffused, soldier?
They got to like drop something down someone's butt to like diffuse the farts.
Yeah, and if it goes
off. But it could blow up in their face.
Can, like,
how many farts have you diffused? 837, sir.
God damn.
Wild
I'll say
man.
God
wild
damn.
Man.
Fucking wild man.
I watched that again.
You stand goddamn up. Wild man. Is that why you ain't got any sleeves?
Why are your pants all brown?
Is that why you got no eyebrows?
It's like if his fart goes off on a crowded subway, like so many people could die.
Yeah. Speaking of which, all right, you know, you have to indulge me because these are
farting on a subway.
These are two of the finest moments in my entire life up until this point. One, we were at a karaoke bar, and some guy was singing a tender love song, and Brendan and I happened to be near the stage, and they had one of those chairs with wheels on it. So
this was also on my birthday, so yeah. It was quite the birthday present. Yeah.
So I sat in this chair, and I had a fart chambered, and someone gave me like a cigarette lighter. So Brendan shoved the wheeled chair out to the middle of the stage where this guy was singing a tender love song, and I managed to light the fart like just as I hit like right next to him when he was singing.
But then they spun you around.
Yeah, he did spin me around.
And they scooted you off with the wheels.
That's true, yeah.
Should have had like a stable chair and run up and slammed it down.
Well, I mean, look.
Hindsight, man.
Hey, there's only so many
work
times
with what they give you.
Yeah, there's only so many times you can have a rolling fart light on fire.
I don't think you know about lighting farts, but you don't have any free limbs when you're lighting a fart is the thing.
You're free to roll, man. You're free to roll.
Yeah, you just, you know, you got your feet hiked up behind your ears.
Look how indignant wow. Vince is getting about having his fart lighting technique critiqued.
Oh, well.
So I know earlier I said that my entire life is just one extended fart, but
you didn't
the
say
lighting
that
of the
no,
fart
didn't.
Is a male pursuit. That is not a thing that a girl does.
Because you got the
in
vagina
any form.
In the way.
But even if you, she's a fart joke enthusiast.
But would you? But wouldn't you not enjoy seeing a fart lit?
Well, what? It just looks like a sort of column of fire, right?
Out of someone's.
How is that
you've
awesome?
Obviously, you've obviously
is that
never seen
awesome?
A fart get lit.
Well, column of fire. That's awesome.
Already, so I know what it looks like. It looks like an ass blast of flames.
No, she says that like it's not amazing.
Yeah, and Hawaii looks like a beach.
I know it's one of nature's.
The Mona
miracles,
Lisa looks
I
like
understand.
A painting.
God's just yeah. some dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Earth, just a fucking planet out in space.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the moon. Whatever, it's a rock.
I'm sorry. That was out of line.
Yeah.
Everest is just a mountain.
How dare you? How dare
I know,
you?
I'm sorry.
Oh, and then my
you
other.
Do you think there's anyone that's into like lit farts as like a sexual thing?
Oh,
yes. And,
yeah, guaranteed.
His name is Brett.
Hold
all
on.
Right,
does it degrade the
glad
woman?
We had this talk.
Because that's what Brett's into.
Yeah.
Brett lights farts on girls. You hate it, don't you? Oh, yeah.
Show me how much you dislike this.
Oh, God. It burns you and it smells. My two
what if
favorite
you got
things.
Serial killed by a serial killer, and the way that he killed you was he burned you to death with a fart.
Death by
I
flaming
would laugh,
fart.
I think, maybe,
time out. Time out. I smell pilot,
and it smells like farts
smell,
on fire.
I smell miniseries light. Pilot. Yeah. No, you don't think so, dude. Dexter. How much better is Dexter than a killer that lights people to death?
The flaming fartist.
That's good.
Or fartist.
Fartist.
That's
fartist?
A real job. Did you know
fartist.
That?
Fartist.
Yeah.
A fartiste. There's a whole Wikipedia entry. You
yeah, it's
that.
Amazing.
You haven't seen the. I sent it to Brendan.
Le Petit Main.
Le Petit Main.
Yeah, Le Petit Main. Oh, Le Petit Main. insane. I have done so much research.
I know. I like how his encore was the reenactment of the San Francisco earthquake with a fart.
Yep. Yep.
I bet after he did it, he was like,
oh, totally. Oh, it's Clément.
I am Le Petit-Main.
Je m'appelle Le Petit-Main. Je voudrais farting. I don't know. I didn't say fart. Tutti mélange.
Oh, I'd love it if he had a French stutter around the word fart. Farting.
Vagina. Vagina.
It's the remix.
Have you reached out to that guy at all? For any of the listeners, there was a British man.
Just reference the last podcast. They have to download it.
Yeah, yeah.
Make a million.
On the last podcast, we referenced a British man who happened to be reading Lindy's review of Sex and the City 2 with a very bad stutter. And so I was just wondering if you had reached out to that strange British man at all.
You know, I really should, actually. Except I felt bad because I felt like I was making fun of his disability. Hey, leave me alone. Sorry, my coworkers are now in the office and they're...
To be fair, you had no choice. I mean, he had a disability and he put it on the internet. I mean, what are you going to do, not ridicule it? Please.
No, I know, but the thing that made me feel bad is that... The thing that made me feel bad is that he was a fan. Like, he was like, this is my favorite review of Dune's 10. You know, like...
I hope he doesn't listen to the broadcast.
How great I am.
No, he did kind of sound like the retarded Beatles.
He sounded like the retarded Beatles. Totally, he did. But I don't think he's really retarded. I think he just shouldn't be on the internet.
He has a stutter and possibly a deviated septum, I think.
Definitely, I mean, there are some problems, but anyway, so I didn't, like, I made fun of him on the internet as much as I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I'm a kind-hearted gal at heart, really, yeah. Even though I say mean things sometimes. I
just like to drink beers and have loud sex and talk about Kurt Douglas's, no, you're right. It's hard, it's really, yeah, and I don't like to ridicule people that compliment
me
either.
There's people who are like, I like to have quiet sex. I like quiet, awkward sex where no one has fun.
Again, Brett.
Yeah, besides Brett.
Stop making noise.
You be quiet and let me light this fart.
Go to sleep.
It seems like you're almost enjoying this.
I can't light it if you're paying attention.
I'm not going to come if it feels like you're enjoying this. Shut the fuck up. You're not having fun.
Hey, that bum kind of looks like Jesus. You think we can get him back in here?
Hold on. Where's Jim Caviezel? Someone kick the shit out of Jim Caviezel, or I cannot come. Fucking rip his back up with a cat of nine tails again. What the fuck?
Whoops. Ah! Yes!
Brett, do you have a list? You made some kind of list.
I do. I cheated off of Brendan's.
Awesome. That was a good top ten.
Go! Town. Predators. Restrepo. True Grit. Exit to the Gift Shop, The American, Inception, Scott Pilgrim. Boom. Backups, Jonah Hex and Tron. I wrote them down.
Made it. Tron made your list?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. It's in the, look. It's in the
was
same,
that like
it's
the
in 12? The same, it's in the same column as Jonah Hex. So
but Jonah Hex was awesome, though.
No. They're movies that I don't think are great movies, but I've had a lot of fun watching. So there's credit in that, I feel like.
Has there been a Jonah Sex porn that's come out yet?
I would hope so.
Or a prawn. Brawn.
I don't know if that works.
Really?
What if they just called it?
Come on, it's the internet. Really? No one?
Prawn?
It's prawn.
Why wouldn't they just call it porn?
What's called prawn? God, it's like you've never fucking opened a computer.
It's like you've never been on 4chan.
Prawn?
God damn it, Ben.
It's PR0 sign N.
Yeah. With a slash to the zero for realness.
No, I don't. Yeah. That's not how I party. I had a power bottom and then a power top. My power bottom, number three worst movie of the year was Scott Pilgrim. Number two worst movie was Edge of Darkness. Did anyone see that?
I'm
going
to fight you to
that.
Death.
I've literally never heard of that.
What was
that? No, that's the Mel Gibson Boston cop movie.
Yeah, he's a freaking Boston cop, and he's got to figure out why my freaking daughter was killed.
It was the Boston Taken.
Yeah, it was awful. It was. I would recommend it if it's on HBO only.
If it's money you're after, I can tell you I don't have money. What I do have is a particular set of skills. Yeah. I like to go to Sox games.
Get wicked, fucking rip shit wasted.
I fucking party hard.
I beat up minorities.
I hate Dockies.
I hate frickin' Toonies, those motherfuckers. And, yeah.
And fucking A-Rod.
It's a particular skill.
What I have...
I had a dream the other night where the whole dream was me yelling, not you, not you.
Forever.
Like you guys.
That's
because I feel
awesome.
like I didn't jump on the bandwagon when I had the chance when we were doing that podcast.
Yeah, work
on
it.
And then I lived out my dream in my actual dream.
And then my number one power bottom movie, Last Airbender, was one of the most torturous film experiences.
Oh, easily the worst film I've seen in like 5 years.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
Remember when you guys tried to get me to do that, and you're like, oh, it won't be a good broadcast if you didn't go see it.
Remember when we talked about that movie on the broadcast and we read that one review that said, let's face it, M. Night Shyamalan's an idiot.
Yeah. Wait, which movie?
No, they read that to him.
Last Airbender.
Wasn't that the one the guy recited to him?
Did you see that, Lindy, or did you sign
did
to that?
Yes, I did see it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was...
The script was amazing.
Yeah. That's one of those things where it's like... You wonder how many levels of people it went through, and, like, did nobody say anything? Did... I mean, I don't know. You just can't imagine how it...
How does that actually get approved for, like, whatever it was, $80 million?
It's like if you were a newspaper editor and someone wrote an article about America, but they spelled America with four Ks, and it managed to get through, like, six editors and, like, land on the headline. And you're like, how did that happen?
And they paid
Well, you know what's funny about that is that I am a newspaper editor, and I edit one of my coworkers' columns. He writes, like, the art house column so that I don't have to, because I only like things that suck.
Yeah.
And I edited his column. Yeah.
You're the
got
Mel Gibson of newspapers.
It got all the way through to print. Like, it was published. He wrote Robert Ebert instead of Roger Ebert.
That's not that bad.
No, literally no one caught it. It went through, like, four levels of editing.
Right.
And then I caught it once it was already out, and it was humiliating.
But, I mean, to be fair, that's his less famous brother.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was actually talking about Robert Ebert.
Yeah, I actually like Robert Ebert's reviews better.
Write me a review with misspellings. It's the only way I can get off.
I picture Mel Gibson more like, I deserve to be blown before I edit these reviews.
Robert Ebert is not that bad in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, it was so embarrassing, though. Because already everyone hates me who's like a real film person. They're like, why do you have that job, idiot? And I'm like, because I don't know. I don't know.
They're mad at you? Like, the guy who took over for Ebert, or that Ebert hired for his new At the Movies show, is like some 24-year-old Russian kid. Did you see
really?
That?
A real Russian?
I like these movies. These movies are very good.
How's it going? They told us to shut the fuck up. I like the idea of some 24-year-old Russian kid who's like just getting like movies. Like, today we talk about the cliffhangers. I love this movie.
I like very much the Pilgrims.
With my favorite actors, Sylvester Stallone's.
I like the Scott Pilgrims because they come from other lands.
I do not enjoy the Harry and the Sally.
Yeah, I find these
people.
I much rather watch Harry and Henderson.
He is like Harry Man.
And I do like Harry and Sally is bullshit. I don't like
Harry's Potter.
Hey, I have a complaint.
Russian
accent.
The fucking Borat ruined everyone's Russian accent forever because it just devolves into Borat.
It's true.
No one can do a fucking Russian joke.
It's not true. I do a Russian accent very well.
I'm going to give her credit there.
Roll back the tape.
I have been to Russia in much sooner times than I have watched Borat. It's true.
I've been to Russia. Have you guys actually been to Russia?
I have been to Russia, God damn it.
I have too. Where'd you go?
Why don't you guys just pull your dicks out so you can measure them?
I can piss farther than you, bitch. Let's rack them up. Country music is party night.
Let's see.
Now, where'd you go in Russia?
St. Petersburg.
Boom. So did I.
I was 8. Oh. No, I was 10.
Oh, was that a win?
Were you? Literally last year.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, 2 years ago.
I'm an 11-year-old white supremacist.
Went with him.
You guys knew that,
I was literally there last year.
So wait, was it communist when you went?
Yeah, it was fucked.
It was recently fallen.
So it was fucked.
Oh, so much like waiting in bread lines and getting conscripted into the military?
No, I'm kind of...
It was in 1992.
I'm intrigued now.
Everyone was angry and cold, and had like a pet dancing bear, and they would be like, throw, they wanted you to like throw
dancing
rubles
bear,
at them.
Dancing bear.
That's funny because
they'd
there
be
was
like, he's in my dancing bear. He's good, yes.
I went in 2009 and there was definitely still dancing bears that you could take pictures of.
I'm sorry, but small Russian man clapping with little space between his hands when he claps and going, dancing bear is the funniest thing ever. Hands down.
La 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 la.
No. I'm kind of all right. I would be curious to see what it would have been like before it fell, because yeah, I heard it was a total shithole right after communism fell.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
And I was there. I was there so far after that, like people I met in bars, they're like, they'd be like in their early 20s. They're like, yes, we don't even remember communism.
As far as I know, I can drink when I am 8.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he's like, I was there with my buddy Dan, who's from Australia, and at one point this guy's like, so what do you make fun of the Australians for? And I'm like, because they drink a lot? And he's like, but what about the Russian? Champion, yes? And he like held up a face. He's like, champion, yes? And I'm
we
like,
we are the best of drinkers.
We are
yes?
best of drinkers. Yeah, and it's
you must agree with that.
Yeah.
See, Ben did it too. He switched into it.
Well, Borat I can do easy, but...
See, it falls in the Borat always.
Well, it's sort of
is
close.
Is that a bad thing?
It's sort of close to...
Well, it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well...
All I know is, I'll say this for Russia. I've never been to a bar anywhere else where people were having as much fun as they seem to be having in Russia.
You never saw my teeth fall out in Australia. Everyone loved that.
Oh, yeah.
Matt...
A story for the listeners you probably haven't heard. Brett and I studied in Australia together. Let's see, what's that, like 8 years ago now?
Yeah, we're super old.
Yeah, we're pretty old
probably
now.
2002,
yeah. And we'd been in Australia, what, like a month at that point?
No. It was towards the end. I had like 2 months on my sentence left.
Yeah, so we were there for 6 months. And at one point, they do these things in Australia where
it was 2002 because...
Oh, can I set it up?
You
can
tell it was 2002 because I had my 21st birthday.
I know
birthday
it was
22. You guys left.
I know that was 2002. Yeah.
That was awesome. All
right, so they have each university...
Wait, let's talk about what year it was a little bit more.
That was Brendan's fault.
What's the bloop out button? Where is that?
So every campus... every university has like 6 campuses where everyone lives, right? And I ended up at the all-male Catholic one because... Fuck.
He loves priests.
And this is a shocker, but the Catholic college was the drunk college. You know, weird, right?
And every campus on the university has a bar attached to it, right? And ours was in the basement. And we were drinking a lot just in general. And so there was one night where, you know, it was super hard. We woke up the next morning wasted.
Quick aside. While we were there, the Prime Minister of Australia came and visited the school.
Oh, yeah, I got to shake his hand.
And so there's pictures of us in the bar under Brett's school. We're actually playing the nose game where you put your finger up to your nose and the last guy to do it has to drink. So there's a picture of the Prime Minister of Australia like in the foreground of the picture and then us in the background playing the nose game.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much one of our finest moments.
I don't know what the Australians are thinking letting me manhandle their Prime Minister. But
yeah.
Anyway, so super hungover. My Irish buddy Pete comes up and he's like, and I'd be giving him the sack up line, which they'd never heard and thought was hilarious. Whenever they weren't being awesome, I'd be like, come on, bitches, sack up. And so...
Oh, the old sack up.
Yeah,
line.
Australians love that. Turns out all the international students have to go down to the bar at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday in a basement. They lock the doors, and there's like 2 or 3 kegs, and there's maybe 20 people. And they're just like, well, we're just drinking these kegs until either we all die or everyone gets out. And so I black out.
Like a lock-in? They lock you in?
Yeah. And so there's like just
yeah,
straight...
second-year lockdown. That's what
yeah,
it's
yeah,
called,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, second-year lockdown.
How many times... What's the over-under on the number of times you got called cunt?
I blacked out at about 3 hours in, so hundreds, if not thousands.
Yeah.
There's the one point where people would just pound a beer and then vomit into a trash can.
I always like Seppo, too.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant, brilliant racial slur.
Seppo, yeah.
Yeah.
For those
what
of you
does
don't...
that mean?
It's an American in Australia because we're full of shit.
It stands for Septic Tank Yank. Yeah. So it's Seppo because we're all full of shit. Oh, you Seppo, you're full of shit, eh?
Yeah, you talk it up a bunch, but ain't got shit gun.
Yeah, good point, Australians. I don't like Australians.
Oh,
you. They're the John Belushi of party.
Honestly,
I mean they're fine.
Out of all internationals, I would say like Irish and Australians are pretty much at the top of my list.
It's hard not to like.
Wait, can I say something?
Yes,
I'd like to say that I don't know who's talking. I don't know who just told that story about Australia.
That's Brett.
But,
I'm not done.
I appreciate the fact
women.
That whoever that was. Is a pussy like me and studied abroad in a completely white English-speaking place, which is exactly what I did.
And we ruled
it. It was awesome, though. I had no regrets.
I went to England, and I was like, hello.
Anyone in college right now, go study abroad somewhere. It will be the time of your life.
Wait, no regrets.
Let me add the moral.
Finish the story. Go ahead, Brett.
So I black out, and the next thing after like brownout vomit session, I'm being lifted up by the shoulders and spitting out all of my teeth.
All of them?
Yeah, well, the front ones.
You have no teeth?
Well, I have the front one's gone.
I have pictures of it. He lost all four of his front teeth.
No, I didn't lose. All right, so.
He broke them off at the roots.
Turns out your teeth shatter when you hit the ground and, like, punch. I think I hit them through my chin. So they break into little tiny pieces and you spit them out like glass, right? And there's like a sound because I was immediately like, boom, sobriety moment, like, ding, 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 as they hit the ground.
And then
next thing I think, I'm like, wow, I'm pretty drunk, and it's a Sunday in a Catholic-based country. I don't know if I'm going to get a dentist.
Yeah.
So every time
I hear that story, it gives me chills. Just thinking of you, like,
oh, God. Because it's just
bleeding.
Like immediately, I remember that exact fucking sound, man.
I'm like just spending a couple days with no teeth.
Yeah.
No, that's where the story gets better. Because it was not a couple days, because the thing that happened.
Tell the dentist part. And then you
all right, go ahead, all tell right. the dentist part.
So they find me a dentist, and it turns out that all Australian colleges have some dude that's like an elected position that is entirely in charge of driving drunk people to the hospital.
which is awesome.
Also, socialized medicine, I paid like a third of what I would have paid in the States to have like a full root canal. And like, so I'm at the dentist and I keep blacking out and falling asleep at like noon on a Sunday, like reeking of alcohol because I could only change my shirt and not my pants. And they're covered in like vomit and beer
and blood, probably.
Yeah, well. And so, like, I come to at the end and he's like, "Woo, that was rough, huh?" I was like, "Yeah." So, am I gonna need like caps? And he looks at me and he just starts laughing. And he's like, "Dude, you're not going to keep any of those fuckers. I'll see you in a month."
Oh, yeah. So that's where I come in. So since Brett shattered his teeth like almost like near the root, the dentist's plan was we have to leave these roots in just to see if you can keep the roots.
How did you shatter the teeth? You fell down or someone hit you?
He fell down. He slipped in some beer and smashed his teeth on the ground. You know.
Okay.
Drinking with a bunch of Australians, it's kind of like, it's just like rugby.
It's
a
good
old-fashioned
Australian chiclet blast.
It's a Donnybrook. And so
Brett's
going around, and he's got an entire month where the dentist like has to see whether the roots of his teeth are going to take so he can put caps on them instead of a bridge. So for an entire month, and the first day that I see Brett after he's broken his teeth,
covered in blood,
not only are his front four teeth all broken off at the roots, they're like still bleeding. You can see like blood coming out of the teeth and the gums. It was like one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. And so, you know, we'd be out at bars like trying to hit on women, and Brett has like no front teeth and was bleeding out of his teeth, and that lasted an entire month because they had to see if his teeth would take or not.
Still made out.
Wait, you made out with someone was it with a hobo?
No,
a lady hobo.
Well,
that's like the entire reason why you study abroad is to make out with people.
Yeah,
so that's a bummer.
Pretty much,
it's how it works. If you haven't been abroad, here's how it works. Oh my God, I like your accent. Make out with me. Like, it's basically
right.
like that. Yeah.
Although that did not happen to me when I studied abroad. I don't think I made out with anyone the whole time, but I was awkward and weird.
Did they know about your loud sex or no?
They didn't know yet. That hadn't happened yet. I mean, the official reprimand hadn't happened
major
yet.
Major bummer.
You should have done that on the first night.
And have sex with an Englishman. Wait, I have two things to say.
Oh, she's a screamer. She is.
And then we can move on with our lives. My first thing is that
go ahead.
I have an elderly father who was born in 1935 and was in the army in like 19 50 or something.
He fought the Kaiser?
The Koreans.
Probably fought the Koreans.
Okay.
Well, he was actually too old for that, and then he was too young for Korea and then too old for Vietnam. So all he did was, like, go to Massachusetts and, like, learn Morse code. And
fought the Massachusetts.
In the cold.
Yeah.
And then he would, go, like, play the piano at a bar at night and eat a lobster. And then all the dudes back at the camp would be like, we had gruel. And he'd be like, you should be a musician. I don't know. Anyway, he had to have a root canal in the army.
Uh-huh.
And then he got out of the army. And this is a total corny dad story. I don't know why I'm telling it to you.
No,
guys,
tell it.
You know how your dad will tell the same story 8 million times because he's your dad?
Yeah. Well, my dad tells it because he's high. But
my dad always tells the story. So he finally got out of the army and he went to a real dentist. And the dentist was like, hey, so you have got a root canal. Do you fucking do that yourself? Because it's a piece of shit. And he was like, no, I got it in the U.S. Army. And then he had to get all of his teeth replaced.
Because the army did such a shitty job.
Because of the army dentist, which is like, I'm not a real dentist. I'm 12, and I just got recruited into the army.
I was actually a veterinarian before this, but you know,
hey,
yeah, but it's okay. I think I can handle your.
You're gonna be able to chase so many rabbits when I'm done with you.
let's try this.
You're gonna be a beautiful dog.
Okay, so Ben, we got your bottom movies. Did we
get
your top?
No, let's do. I just did a top a power top five. Because I looked back, there were not 10 good movies this last year, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, there were, but we might not have seen all of them.
Well, the problem is that you guys didn't see Cop Out or The Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, we'll see. Sorry, so it would have been a top seven if I saw those. But
It's been my regret every year since 87.
Yeah.
I didn't see The Tooth Fairy.
I mean, there just weren't 10 movies that could go on a list of mine. Number five, I saw True Grit recently. I did like that. That was enjoyable. The Town, the first time I saw that, I really did like that a lot. Number three, Black Swan, very enjoyable. Number two, this is actually a close one between number two and number one. Number two is Tron, that was awesome. And then number one was Inception for me. Not very surprising.
I'm not as angry as I thought I would be with your stupid little list.
Question. Did anybody see The Fighter besides me?
No.
I did.
Not you.
Lindy, did you see The Town?
I liked it.
Did you see The Town?
I saw The Fighter and The Town, yeah.
All right, so which was your favorite of the two, between the two masshole fucking movies?
Bossploitation.
I think I liked The Town better.
Oh, did you? All right.
I think The Fighter was a better movie, though, actually. I think The Fighter's just harder to like, because it's like, here's a bunch of unpleasant people doing shitty things.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas The Town is like, here's a really fun action movie that's stupid, so that's easy to like.
Yeah. I felt like I had to address this, because a couple of the questions in the email was like, why The Town didn't make my top 10. And, you know, I really like the top 10. It probably could have made my top 10 on, you know, a given day. I just thought The Fighter was better. It was more of like a, you know, like a real movie, whereas like The Town.
I totally agree.
The Town was kind of, you know, it was fun. It was fun as hell. It just, you know, there were.
Tommy.
It was.
Tommy.
It's too blue collar for you, Ivy League prick.
I like populist movie making.
How you're discussing your top 10, like you could only include one movie about Boston. Like, I could have put The Town on, but in the end, I thought The Fighter was more worthy.
Oh, that's kind of what it came
down to.
You're
a goddamn
really.
Racist.
You freaking toony?
If you liked
you
it, you liked it, man.
No, I liked it. I could have gone on, but I don't think in the end. There was a couple things I didn't like about it, and I liked it a lot overall. But
there's a couple things you didn't like about The Town.
Yeah, there's a scene.
Like the
there's
dying.
The scene where the minor character sacrifices himself for the major character for no reason, which
what,
I
like fat
fucking
fat sidekick guy.
Yeah, McGlonzy McGlone.
Glonzy.
Where you're like, I don't even know who that is. Oh, but,
yeah, exactly.
I'm supposed to be sad.
I just hate that cliche in movies.
But
it's
don't
just
you feel like the florist
writing,
kind of totally. Made up for it? I didn't see The Fighter, so I'm not arguing for
stuff,
The Fighter.
A lot of stuff made up
nuts.
For it. It was great. You know, I don't disagree that I liked it a lot. I just didn't. It wasn't like it didn't change my idea of what a movie is. It didn't really. You know, it was like a fun movie. That's cool.
Yeah.
It was very
Did
enjoyable.
You see that thing? Did you see that thing that one of the beaver or whatever, one of the sisters in The Fighter is Conan O'Brien's actual sister?
Is it really?
Yeah, I read it in People magazine, which I sometimes read.
I did not know that.
Yeah, if you actually look at it, she looks exactly like Conan O'Brien. Like, literally, like they showed a still, and it was like, oh.
Does she have the same hair?
I think he's from Boston, so.
Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, he's from Boston.
She was like, yeah, I've got that Irish Catholic giant family thing handled. So
I didn't know this was a Harvard bar. Thought there was going to be equations on the fucking walls or something.
Next, you're going to be reading me some other shit that you learn next year, and you're going to be spouting off that.
Oh, you're reading a lot of that Gordon S. Wood?
You know what I really liked about True Grit?
What's that?
Anytime there's a
was
movie.
Was that the one about Wes Welker and Danny Woodhead?
It's about the fucking Greatriots.
I stole
Tom
that.
Brady.
I stole that from KSK. Just for all you listeners out there, everybody like accuses me like, oh, you stole the Boston thing from Drew. Hey, Drew does a great Boston vernacular. I will not deny it.
No one denies this.
No one denies this. But I actually did not know about it when I first started doing the whole Boston thing.
Who's Drew?
I feel like we've been doing the Boston thing since like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, it's been a long time. He's a guy that writes for Kissing Susie Colbert. He probably does the Boston vernacular reviews like better than I do. He's really good. And so like everyone, and he's in the same network as Film Drunk. So every once in a while, someone will be like, "Hey, why are you fucking ripping off Drew, you queer?" And I'm like, I didn't actually know about it, but when I started
Drew's
doing
character
it.
Drew's character is Tommy
like
from
a
Quincy.
Secret niche market. Yeah.
It really is.
The Boston film review.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because, sometimes people will send me some thing where, like, even today I got, like, two emails where it's like, hey, the superficial guy is, like, ripping off your Boston thing. And I'm like, well, I didn't invent writing in the Boston vernacular.
But you invented the Boston accent, right?
Yeah, I totally did.
But you have to say it in the old-timey voice, which would be totally meta.
I heard it was Nathan Hale.
Vince Mancini invents the Boston accent.
Today, Zero. Potting?
Tom Brady is said to be grateful.
Today on Film Drunk, Vince Mancini invents a new accent. Everyone loves it. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's right, yeah. I made a voice. Fuck you guys.
You know what I liked about True Grit?
Yeah, that's true.
What's that?
So anytime you have a movie where there is a young lead, like a teenager, it just has the potential to be really shitty
They
don't nail it. And she was amazing. She was great.
Well, we're switching to True Grit now. Can I?
Yeah,
can I lay into Brendan for a minute?
Yeah, no.
So I guess she's like number one, leading actress candidate. She just sort of read her lines.
She was really good.
No, hear me.
It was good writing more than good acting.
Boom.
I agree with you.
I feel like that it's well written, and she just kind of read it in a little bit of an accent. And I mean, shit, that's like speedy delivery, I guess. But it's mostly just like, look, there's like 30 seconds for the scene. Go get all these words in. Like,
normally,
that's good writing.
Normally, a kid will almost 100% ruin a movie for me, no matter what. And I feel like any sort of kid, even if it's
doesn't fucking deserve. Like, I don't think Bridges talked through his fucking neck the whole movie.
I don't think it was Best Actress.
About
I don't think it was.
Well, she's not really a kid either.
Best Actress.
I mean, she must be like 17 or something.
She's like 14.
Yeah, she's practically legal. I'd hit that.
No, I mean, I don't think she was Best Actress worthy or anything like that. But I mean, it's just very easy for a kid to completely.
I agree. She didn't.
Yeah,
she did a passable job. They hiked her to the ball right in the center of her chest, and she kicked a punt straight down the middle.
I kind of liked. I kind of liked Damon there too. I thought Damon did a good likable, not likable character.
Yeah. LaBeef.
LaBeef. You are not LaBeef. Yeah. I love just faking the Bridges because I do the Cartman face.
I intend to kill you.
Bow out.
Yeah.
Don't
I think the movie.
$50.
I think the movie. The best thing about the movie is it did a great job, sort of capturing sort of the spirit of Charles Portis. Have you read Charles Portis, Lindy? You probably have.
No, I haven't. I've heard that book is amazing, though.
I haven't read True Grit. I've read.
Read it.
Dog of the South, which is another.
I done read Dog of the South. I ain't read True Grit. It's too many letters.
I don't
know
any of it.
I ain't read True Grit yet.
Nice.
Yeah. Now think about Charles Portis. It's not like it's not like Unforgiven, where they have like one theme and they sort of hammer it, and it's like this sort of tight thing. Like Charles Portis just sort of comes up with some cool characters, and and it becomes sort of like a yarn.
I do not prefer Unforgiven over True Grit.
I don't know why you're talking so fast.
So
he's afraid we'll make fun of him.
What are you, one of them city boys?
I thought they captured the spirit of the loose sort of storytelling, where it becomes sort of a tall tale-ish sort of thing, which I really liked.
It's I like the guy in the bear hat.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, exactly.
Agreed.
That's a perfect example.
Again,
kicking Indians.
So I hate people that don't like O Brother, because that's an entire movie based around the guy in the bear hat, pretty much, right? And they're just like, here's a crazy character, and we're going to go with him and whatever his particular tone of speech is, right?
Well, it's based on the idea
yeah, where it's like we're gonna have fun with these crazy characters instead of like you know.
Brennan's Cliff's noting me.
It's not like we're gonna teach you. We're not gonna teach you a lesson with this narrative. We're gonna sort of have fun and sort of explore the possibilities of these things.
Well, I like that it was a very workaday plot too. It's just kind of like here's progression from A to B.
Mom is a workaday plot.
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed it. And I would definitely recommend
it. Your mom's gravestone.
I'd sew your mom's plot.
Your plot.
Hey-o.
I'm plotting against.
Wait, are you guys talking
vagina.
About Oh Brother or True Grit
no,
right
true,
now?
True Grit.
Oh, we're just talking about each other.
I don't even know anymore.
Sorry, I'm not good at following along.
Jump in.
But, Lindy, you didn't see it, or you
Lindy,
did?
Time out. Everybody's got to stop, because Lindy's got to spout off about Kirk Douglas's dead dick.
Hey, who is that?
It's Vince.
I don't
care
tell any of you apart.
What about Kirk Cameron?
I'm being very civilized. Kirk Cameron, alive, left behind.
Cameron Diaz.
We know you're being very civilized. That's the problem, Lindy. What's the deal? Where are you?
I don't know. It's weird because I'm way drunker than the last time, but I think that I'm embarrassed or something, and so I'm holding back. Also, I haven't seen True Grit.
You know what it is? You know what it is? You got all those.
Yeah, I know what it is.
You got all those assholes in your office judging you, whereas
no, it's true.
We don't judge you. You're in the tree of trust with us.
They came back here and they brought me extra beer, so now I'm just drinking the beer. And
hey.
I'm listening. You guys want me to say like some outlandish things?
Hey,
you want
hey
to
Lindy,
really say,
fuck those people. You think you owe them? You don't owe them shit.
I love that no one's drunk enough to stop this train.
You want to say some personal things that you can make fun of me for later, like having loud sex?
We're not going to make it fun of you. We're celebrating you.
I know. You should be proud of me.
You know how proud we are of you having loud sex? Shit. Me and Brennan, like the other night at the bar, we just cheersed each other. We're like... Remember when Lindy was having loud sex and we cheers each other so hard that our glasses broke because we were that
happy. I know,
happy.
And you know what? I barely have sex in my apartment anymore because I can't because I'm too embarrassed because I'm afraid my neighbors are listening.
Seriously?
Yes, it's horrible.
I'm
I have
fucking
to relocate
calling my congressman.
Game.
That's bullshit.
True.
I'm angry. That is bullshit.
I know, it's horrible.
Who can't have sex in their own apartment?
I know. And then
bullshit.
I found out. I know. Well, I can't talk about it.
Fucking,
it's
this,
embarrassing.
Is this because Barack Obama is a Muslim?
And there's like some old people
Muslim?
That live next door to me. And it's like, hey, you're old. Why
socialist.
Do you live in an apartment, failure? And then also, let me live my life. I pay rent. I'm going to just do whatever I want.
Bitch,
dude.
I'll give you money. I will, you know, if I want to have sex on my floor or on my hallway,
Vince,
whatever. I
well,
want to have sex.
Is the Four Loko completely talking at this point?
I'm in touch with my spirit animal.
He's definitely in touch with the spirit
he's
animal.
He's fading in and out of the spirit world.
I love it when he closes his eyes to talk because he's like one sense at a time, baby, one sense at a time.
Well, you can. He closes
it's
his
like,
eyes and he goes right to the spirit world now.
It's like that scene in Back to the Future where I'm like trying to play guitar but my hand disappears every now and then.
where you're like cutting the frame so you can be in two parts of the camera. You're Marty McFly four times.
Yeah, that's exactly how I am.
No, I literally didn't leave my apartment for like 2 days after I got that email from my landlord because I was too embarrassed. And yeah, and
you
I probably only had sex in my apartment like 3 times.
No, you should frame that. Not a lot of people have sex so good that they get a letter from their landlord.
I got yelled at through an opposite window.
I didn't feel like it was that good. I didn't even feel like it was like worth. I don't know.
So you were having mediocre sex and you're still getting letters about how loud you were. I mean, that's frameworthy of itself.
No, I'm going to get in trouble. No, it was great. I'm not saying it wasn't good. It was fine. It was great. But
it was okay. I've had better. I mean, I was loud.
No, it's okay. He doesn't care about my career. He's not listening.
I'm sure he's listening to the Film Drunk Frogcast right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I wish you were wearing a crown of thorns.
I'm sorry, sweetie pie. It was great. I was couldn't help myself.
Like I said, you know, I might not be that good, but I'm fucking loud.
I might not last that long,
but goddamn, you better put in some earplugs, girl. I will rock your eardrums so hard.
Just shouting about the Patriots. Just shouting about the Patriots game the whole time.
Oh God!
All right, what else? else? What else is on the list?
Okay, time out, time out. So another story. Really? This leads really? Me to another story.
Really?
Me and Brett really? Used to live with this guy in college who had a cough for like an entire year. And he lived. He had his bedroom was above the living room.
There. I love that he's going there.
His bedroom was above. His bedroom was above the living room, and his bed was right above the chandelier that was in our living room. And the funny thing about him was like the chandelier would start shaking. So like from that point on, I was like, okay, clearly the upstairs guy's having sex. But he also had this cough. Like, I think he had bronchitis for like a good 9 months. So all of a sudden, our chandelier would start shaking faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And then it would culminate in him going, like he would cough really hard at the point of orgasm. And we would just try to imagine what it would be like to be his girlfriend where this guy's on top of you and he just has this hacking fit right at the point of
I didn't even live there, which was fucked up. That was a different house. I'd just be over at your guys' place playing Halo, and like they'd be like in the middle of the afternoon when I'm over drinking beers with you assholes.
Oh, gross.
Wait, so it was having sex? It wasn't just the coughing?
No, it was having sex, but
he'd finish with the cough.
Yeah, he would always finish with a coughing fit. I don't know why, but that was just like...
That's the only way he could do it. He had to hawk a loogie right at the end.
Yeah.
That is so... funny.
I'm just dreaming of in the afternoon playing Halo, drinking beers while my roommate upstairs is like banging someone and coughing.
Oh, like awesome. One man how awesome Bukkake. Is college? That's all I want to do right now.
Oh, college, how I miss thee.
Oh, well, do you guys want to hear
yes.
the text of my email that I got from my landlord in case
yes.
you ever have
yes. verbatim.
Hold on, I'm looking at it. Hold on.
Can you do it in an old man voice?
By the way, I'm looking at
like a young hot gay.
I'm looking at Vince's Twitter feed, and the top one is WTF. Grown-ups Ghana People's Choice Award Day Mejor Comedia.
Yes, strange,
okay, listen.
Strangely, Film Drunk is strangely popular among the Spanish and Portuguese community.
Quite
I don't know why, but it's awesome.
Lindy, proceed.
Here's what it said. The email's entitled Noise Complaint, and it says it was sent at
Read the caps locks.
It was sent at 4:57 p.m., which it coincidentally was sent on the day when I had to MC, like, my newspaper runs an amateur porn festival, so I was, like, 4 hours into just watching the same amateur porn movies over and over again and then, like, coming out and introducing them, so I was, like, I'd been watching horrible, people from around the neighborhood, like, fucking for 4 hours. Then I got this email, 4:57 p.m., Noise complaint. Hi, Lindy. Sorry to have to be the bearer of this type of complaint, but it is what it is, and we're both adults. I have had complaints, plural, from tenants regarding, quote, sex noise coming from your apartment really late at night. The complaints are about creaking and vocalizations.
Ooh, he got all scientific on your ass.
The complaints are about creaking and vocalizations late at night, parentheses 3 a.m., thanks, and then my landlord's name.
That's it?
Like, yeah, it was just like, stop creaking and vocalizing it late at night
I think
at 3
that sounds like he's hitting on you more than he was complaining.
Yeah,
so, Lindy,
I think the appropriate response is to substitute his name, right? Just fuck with his head at that point, 3 a.m., oh, Kevin.
Well, that's the thing I learned later is that he used to date the guy that lived in my apartment, and I was like, that means that you did creaking and vocalizations in my apartment, so why are you reprimanding me?
Wait, he used to date the guy that lives in your apartment?
Before me. Like, the guy that was in my apartment before me used to date my landlord guy.
Oh, maybe he was upset about that.
Well, what if you stop paying rent, and then, like, how does that work? Wow.
What? Why are we talking about this? Wait, how do we get on this topic?
What if you just had loud sex?
Because you were
day?
Like, you were all like, "Hey guys, I want to talk about my loud sex complaint."
I was happy talking about True Grit.
We're like, all right, Lindy, we were just talking about movies, but you know,
I never saw True Grit. Let me tell you about my sex.
Wow, that is totally not what happened.
I think Jeff Bridges said that in the movie.
I ain't seen the movie. But let me tell you about some sex, loud sex in our head.
Shut up. When did that happen?
It totally happens.
There was a blog post that I wanted to put up about Inception that I never got around to because I'm too lazy, but you know how everyone's like, Inception, I'm so confused.
It's a DuckTales movie.
And then you're like, yeah, it wasn't confusing, retard. It is not complicated at all.
Are you talking about Lights, Camera, Jackson?
Yeah.
Wait, it's a DuckTales comic book.
No, I was just going to... I was gonna put up this podcast that was like.
Tell that asshole Inception. Behind you to shut the hell up. We're trying to do a podcast, and this is very important because we have like 100 million listeners.
Stop harassing me while I'm trying to do my job. Do not.
My feet are cold. Can I go home?
I will literally kill you.
Literally, I love it.
I don't want you to kill anybody.
I do. Like you to kill that guy.
You'd get a really bad
kill him
text.
On the air.
Kill him on the air.
Kill him on the air.
Kill him on the
I killed someone on a frock cast once.
How many men have you killed? Killed or killed on a frock cast?
Well, for the sake of brevity, on the frock cast.
Two.
Now, the only person I remember thinking that Inception was too complicated was the 11-year-old film critic, Lights, Camera, Jackson.
But you realize it's a DuckTales comic book. The Beagle Boys do the entire plot.
There's like an episode of Wings that I was going to compare it to where it's like, oh, Steven Weber is having a dream and then he wakes up and then the dream was just a dream and then, because it's just like the most simple like dream within a dream format of all time.
Oh, come on. And then is Tony Shalhoub there?
And then there's Tony Shalhoub has like a get rich quick scheme, and then everyone invests in it. I wrote the whole thing up, and then I never posted it.
Oh, well, send it to us.
Yeah, it's not that good.
All right. Well, do we have anything else, Frogcasters?
No, I think that's good.
I think we rocked it out. Yeah, we didn't talk about Kirk Douglas's cock flume.
No, we cock log flume.
We need a witty name for that. All right, this is the email question of the week. Can we get a witty name for Kirk Douglas's dead body cock flume
now
ride?
I'm picturing a stiff Kirk Douglas naked body going down the water slides at Raging Waters.
Because he was in like the early
Farticus.
Farticus.
Oh, wait. We got one more question from an email, which is what were the most disappointing films for you this year?
Expendables.
I was going to say that was my number one pick.
Expendables was bad.
Although it wasn't I was disappointed by Predators.
I liked
Predators.
I thought
they played it safe. I was like,
meh. I wanted them to go a little bit further with so much of it. Like, I love the Predator world.
Fair.
And they
like Alien versus Predator Requiem, which is the greatest movie of all time.
Agree to disagree, but I just wanted them to do a little bit more, answer a couple questions, like why are they there, what anything. Like, I felt like they just scratched the surface.
What's your favorite color?
That's a fair question, but I thought that movie was going to be so terrible that I was impressed that it was actually like not bad,
that it was sit-throughable.
Yeah, it was very sit-throughable.
I thought it was enjoyable.
I did too.
It made my list. It's one of the 10 movies I saw this year.
I think Due Date by far, and I didn't even have that high of expectations.
Due Date or Due Date?
Dinner vs. Schmucks is so much worse than Due Date.
I didn't even have that high of expectations for Due Date.
Wait, it's disappointing.
I walked out. It was so bad. I walked out.
I didn't think Due Date was that disappointing. I thought it was tolerable.
Is anyone listening anymore? Can we end this?
Well, I thought it was tolerable.
I think disappointing, it implies that it should have, or you thought it was going to be good, and then it disappointed.
I thought Due Date was totally tolerable. Dinner for Schmucks shocked me how fucking bad it was, though.
Yeah, an Expendables.
Whoa, so if you start, I guess it's Delta, right? Like, it's the amount of, if you thought Dinner with Schmucks was going to be bad, but then it was like mind-blowingly cock-shrinkingly bad.
Cock-shrinkingly.
Yeah.
It shrunk
then
my
I
cock.
Guess, then I guess that counts, right? Like, that's disappointing.
It literally shrunk my cock
you're
to
like,
nothing.
You're like negative disappointed.
Yeah.
He's nodding. He's nodding. He's too drunk to lift the mic.
No, it's true. No, I didn't expect anything mind blowing, and what I got was mind blowingly bad. Whereas,
what I was gonna say is that, I didn't really expect it to be good, Dinner for Schmucks, but at least like the cast is so great, and I fucking hate movies like that where it's just a bunch of wasted talent like phoning it in and being shitheads, and then it sucks. And the same thing for Due Date, and the same thing for like Date Night or whatever. And it's like, come on. Steve Carell and what's her, Tina Fey. I know you guys can be funny.
So I didn't
like that was barely even a comedy.
I just
like I had high hopes, but it's still just like, fuck you guys.
I did not think Due Date was in the same category as Dinner for Schmucks at all. Like I thought, you know,
in terms of badness.
No, in terms of badness, like I thought it was a ripoff of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but I knew that going in, and I saw it, and you know. like, I thought the jokes were tolerable, and it was a tolerable movie, whereas Dinner for Schmucks, like, pretty much offended my sensibilities, like, on every level.
I felt like both of, like, I felt like Date Night didn't even have jokes in it, and Dinner for Schmucks was, I agree with you, a million times worse, but, like, I don't know, I thought they both sucked.
I never saw Date Night. I saw the previews. Like, even the previews one made me want to fucking kill
myself. I thought
the
previews were the whole movie. I saw the
previews.
They
were. They, I mean, it was,
be so lucky.
It was so unfunny. It was just, like,
no.
Stressful and annoying.
Full of rage.
Anybody, any other movies?
Nothing else comes to mind. It's something that, like, I was really looking forward to and just shattered my dreams.
Yeah, I don't feel like there was... I feel like I was scraping for things to be excited about this year in movies, frankly.
Yeah,
True Grit was the biggest, and it wasn't as dark as I thought the trailer was going to be, but it made me happy in otherwise.
Yeah, I was excited for, like, Inception.
I was
and
expecting,
then,
like a sloppy blowjob, but then I got a little nut tickle.
Yeah, I mean, Iron Man 2 is a little disappointing.
That was definitely disappointing.
Hey, I saw it on DVD, and I wasn't, like, I had zero hopes for it, so.
I was pretty disappointed.
It certainly wasn't terrible, but it wasn't. It was definitely missing something. It was a lot of plot and.
Missing not, like, trying to pimp seven other movies.
Yeah. And BTW, Avengers, coming in 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, look, I found Thor's tampon, like, in my toilet.
You know what it,
oh,
you know
my
what
gosh.
It was?
What
it's
is this?
It's Comic Con for people who don't give a
it
shit
really
about Comic Con.
Exactly. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Did you guys see Salt, by the way?
Why would we have seen that?
I don't know, because you have a movie podcast. So not
wait,
we
have
movies?
A
movie?
The what now? And who?
What? Well, anyway, it sucked. I don't know, sorry.
I just like my voice.
I've literally never met anyone that saw it, so I couldn't commiserate with
you. Can make fun of me all you want. I tried it. I try to go to everything, but then, you know, like, people like the assholes at Sundance, they deny my press credentials and whatnot.
You know, I think it has something to do with the jerk-off couch.
Yeah,
Lindy, can you get Vincent to Sundance? He's been crying about this for weeks now. They shut him down.
Yeah, I've totally got some clout. Yeah, I got you. Don't
second year
it.
In a row, though, seriously. I mean, come on.
What did they say when
I sent them clips of me on...
Yeah, the highbrow film people, they love me.
No, listen. On the Independent Film Channel... Recommending
which is owned,
independent
which is,
movies.
No, IFC is owned.
What the fuck else do I have to do?
IFC is owned by Sundance.
What the fuck do I have to do?
Look,
wait,
bitch, I'm on your channel.
You press credentials for Sundance?
No,
what
they didn't press credential me. And I seriously have a regular fucking segment on IFC where I recommend independent movies and they didn't credential me. I don't get it.
Like, you applied and they were like, nah, G.
Yes, correct. Correct. Not only did that happen, it happened 2 years in a row. And I called them, I emailed them, and no one call me or email me back to even tell. No one will even explain to me why they don't credential me.
That sounded almost like Armin White Hammond.
Yeah, well, look here, son.
Wait.
I'm the Golden Chair Film Circle of the 1962 World's Fair Chairman.
I'm changing the email contest. It's now email Sundance and get Vince into Sundance.
Do you guys want me to put
I'll talk to my people over there.
Do you guys want me to put out the? I'll give out the emails of the people that work in the press office of Sundance if you guys want to email them. Because I'll fucking do it.
Well, you know,
last
Vince,
year I took the high road last year where I didn't do any of that shit. But this year, I will do it. I don't give a shit anymore. What the fuck? I got denied 2 years in a row.
And goddammit, I've been drinking.
No. It's not even the same person in the job. Last year, I had a friend. You should probably cut me off. It's true. You should probably cut me off. But no, for real.
Yeah, let's not talk about this anymore.
All right.
Hard cut.
No, I had a friend that worked in the press office last year, so I knew who was in charge of giving out press credentials, and I knew why I didn't get them. It wasn't like the one saving grace was it wasn't because they were like, who's this guy? They were like, oh, I knew who that guy is. He's an asshole, which is better than, you know,
to do with your fire farts?
I don't know what it was. But so this year there's a completely new staff in the press office, and they did the exact same thing. And so
you must be on a list.
I guess. I don't know what I did. Whatever.
You're blacklisted, bro.
Well,
2011, bitches.
All right.
It's too late now.
I'll go if you go. I don't want to go by myself because I don't like film people. They're mean to me.
I'm going to go anyway. I don't care if they let me into their movies.
Between Vince's fire farts and your loud sex, I think you guys will do great out there.
Hey, enough with my personal life in the media.
I think it's going to be awesome. But, yeah.
Sorry, Lindy.
Let's.
I'm kidding. I brought it up. You're right.
Let's bring this back around to the Shire.
What?
Brendan.
Wow. What?
Brendan.
Brendan, take us out of here.
Good night and good chins.
Lindy, thank you very much.
Thanks to Lindy.
I love you.
We'll be back next week. And thanks for listening.
Happy New Year, bitches.
Frotcast@gmail.com. Suggestions, questions, etc. Thanks.